lovelier, lovingler.
Okay. And your brother's son is called your...
My brother's son is called my nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents is called...
An orphan.
Huh?
An orphan child.
And the person who's supposed to look after him is his legal...
Guardian.
And you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around. You say, this town is full of my...
My kinfolk.
Any other word?
Relatives.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
No kin, no relation.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
Stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
He'd be a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
Well, I don't remember.
Like, would I ever be called a foreigner because I'm not from this state? Or?
No, I wouldn't call you a foreigner. No, sir, I sure wouldn't.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
Teacher.
Any special names for a woman who's a teacher?
Well, school teacher.
Okay. And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
No, I don't remember a thing about a barrel maker.
Well,
what did they call it?
As a family name, do you know the name Cooper?
Cooper, oh yeah, Cooper. Yeah, I sure do.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? Should be, if you were introducing her, you'd say, this is...
Miss Cooper?
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he makes his living doing something else, and he's not even very good at preaching. What would you call him?
Jackleg preacher.
Okay. What does it mean when you say jackleg about someone?
And they're not very good at anything.
What all would you call a jackleg besides a preacher?
Oh, a jackleg mechanic, jackleg carpenter, just anything that wasn't so good at what he was doing.
What about a jackleg doctor?
Yeah, I imagine there's something him too.
And name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
George Washington's wife, Martha.
And do you remember an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And a nickname for William.
Will or Bill.
Or a male goat's called a...
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament.
It's Genesis.
In the New Testament.
Oh, in the New Testament, and Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
And... A boy nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother and you called him by that full name, you'd call him?
William.
Or he's your father's brother, you'd call him?
Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name?
It'd be Uncle John.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Do you ever hear people say aunt?
Oh, yes, I've heard him say aunt. I don't like that.
How does that sound?
I don't like that. Aunt Susie, Aunt Mary.
Does that sound like they're putting on airs or something?
I don't know. It's just different things. You see people from different parts of the country talking different ways. Now, in Boston, they say aunt and
uh-huh.
All that. But aunt, we always just said Aunt Mary. Aunt Susie.
The highest rank in the Army is?
General.
And beneath a general is a?
Major.
What else?
Captain.
Do you ever hear the word captain used in other situations?
Like, oh, yes.
Calling the?
Captain of steamboat. Captain.
What about calling the person you work for captain? Do you ever hear that?
Oh, yes. I've heard that. I've just heard that word said, but it didn't really mean anything. That don't mean you're a captain of anybody because they work for.
Who would call who a captain? I mean, how would that be?
Mostly colored people. Let's say captain over there.
Uh-huh. To the white.